Yes, it can feel very scary and overwhelming when you realize, there are these things called diseases, there's these things called money and debt, there are things called emotions. So I feel like when we practice that energy of gratitude, it's like that reset button that we push that reminds us that no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. No matter what you fear, as long as you remember to be grateful for your time here, be grateful for your connection to source, and be just grateful for that moment that you have, then it somehow neutralizes everything else.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today has owned and operated her own holistic practice, Body Energy Connection LLC, for over 14 years and is also a registered nurse with over 20 years of experience. She has worked with clients all over the world in the Akashic Records, integrated energy therapy, and holographic DNA recombination. Her goal is to help you receive the information and tools that elevate your consciousness, aligns you with your soul's path, and maximizes your impact in the world. Her name is Annemarie Pizarro, and she is here with us right now, and I believe in what I believe is going to be a very interesting conversation. So, Anne, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you, Georgian. I'm so happy to be here.
And I really appreciate that, and I appreciate the enthusiasm. Let us know a little bit more about you that I didn't mention in this short intro.
Thank you. Yes, well, I have been a nurse for 20 plus years, and I actually retired from nursing in 2016 to focus fully on working with my clients in the Akashic Records and the human energy field using IET. And this work has been the most transformational, pivotal, and evolving work I've ever experienced because it really ties us into everything in life. And it's also the most fun I've ever had. It's a lot of work to be in a holistic practitioner and entrepreneur, but when you can find meaning through how you influence and impact people's lives, then in a way it makes you so grateful for the work you're doing because, we're here for a short time on earth. So I'm grateful that I can support people in their lives and impact them in ways that continues to last throughout their lives too.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how did you go from being a nurse to being a holistic practitioner?
Well, it had always been my dream to have my own business. And when I first started nursing so many years ago, this was in 1998, I made a promise to myself that 10 years from then, I would be in a completely different field. Well, 10 years from that promise, I was still in nursing, but I had already started learning about how to work with the Akashic Records. It took me another 6 to 7 years to fully make that shift and transition. And I feel like the reason why it happened is because I was getting trained to really understand how to deal with people, how to be diplomatic, how to connect, communicate, and really be compassionate for where people are at. So what really shifted me was when I first received my first Akashic Record reading, and I was only about 27, 28 years old. And the information I got from that session was unlike anything I'd ever gotten from any kind of spirit work before, that it triggered my curiosity. And it was really my curiosity that invited me to go down this path. And it's this path that apparently I've done in previous lives, which is sort of like which is why stepping back into it was a bit of a challenge and also an invitation, because I fought it for a long time. So when I finally relaxed and stepped into it, that's when I really felt like I was taken care of by the universe. And the struggle for money, clients, all those things, they just kind of ceased into the background, so I could just be in peace with what I was here to do.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So I'm sure that many of our listeners are thinking about what is actually these Akashic Records. Could you explain a little bit?
Absolutely. There are two ways that I would describe the Akashic Records. One of the ways is that it's like the universal computer. And the other way is it's a collection of the books of life. And either way you look at it, they achieve one thing, which is to collect data based on our soul's experiences, every thought, action, word, emotion, potential, possibility is recorded in the Akashic Records. And so it's as if when we make one decision, there are all these other potential decisions, all these other potential paths that we can access. But when we choose that one path, all those other potential paths just dissipate into the ether. So I really feel like the Akashic Records is source's way of collecting information for each and every individual consciousness, so that on a deeper level, it can really know itself. So when I look at the Akashic Records as a universal computer, it's really accessing this huge data bank of knowledge that influences how we look at our lives. So it gives us insight about our past lives, our present circumstances, as well as our future potentials, and gives us insight also into the contracts that we have with other people, the patterns and agreements that we have with ourselves and others, and also what we're here to accomplish as souls. There are many souls who are continuing the work they've done from previous lifetimes, but when you come into this plane, this three-dimensional earth plane, as soon as you arrive as a soul, you experience what I call spiritual amnesia. So throughout this life, you're really trying to remember and know on a deep level what you're here to do. So when you work with the Akashic Records, it cuts down that time of asking, wondering, by letting you know what your soul's purpose is, what your major lessons are, what are the things you're here to accomplish, and what are the obstacles that are in the way. And in my experience of working with people for all these years, when you shift your perspective or your mindset, or even your activities and how you live your life, really amazing things happen. Miraculous things happen too.
Yeah, most definitely. I've seen that happen in my experience as well. But I wanted to challenge you a little bit to find out, for instance, how did you come to believe in past lives? Like, it might be the case for some of our listeners that they are not so sure about this topic. So
right.
How did you get to believe it? Because I think, as you mentioned, the Akashic Records are interrelated to this belief that we live multiple lives and this is not our only experience here on Earth or experience of life in general.
Correct, yes. Well, I'll be honest with you, Georgian. I actually never believed in past lives until I got my first Akashic Record reading. And the reason why I didn't believe in past lives is I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't introduced to reincarnation. It wasn't something that my family believed in, because we primarily grew up Roman Catholic. So when I got my first Akashic Record reading, they really revealed to me what the struggle was I was dealing with in that moment that was connected to a past life activity. And they told me a particular storyline of what I had done, who I was. And then that storyline was like the puzzle that fit the other part of the storyline that belonged to my ex-husband at that time. So I wasn't asking about past lives at all. It was just shown and revealed to me. Then in 2009, I went to Egypt for a 28-day spiritual journey, every place that I went to, I opened my Akashic Records. And each place that I went to that I opened my Akashic Records, I'd receive a little snippet, like a little 15-second video of an image of actions that I had seen or I had taken. And it wasn't until the end of the trip that I actually got the big picture, all those little 15-second images, finally created a huge story. And that story was so descriptive and it was so complex that I realized this wasn't just my imagination creating this. It was like I got to see and experience and hear some of the challenges from that life that was influencing this life. So past lives isn't something that I normally work with, but it's one of the most frequent questions that people get, that I get in my sessions with people. So this is something that I started to study and research when I was in my early 30s. And it was a cycle. It's sort of like souls experience these cycles. And there are certain bodies of work that talk about soul cycles, how certain souls will come through this plane multiple times. And essentially, it's sort of like the reason why these past lives exist are they're like the rungs of a ladder that helps a soul step up higher and higher in its evolution. So some Akashic Record readers, especially like Edgar Cayce, he's one of the most well-known Akashic Record readers from the past, and he believes that some souls only have 3 to 7 lives. Other readers believe that souls have many, many more lives, not only in this time, but also in other planes. So the thing is, I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't even curious about it. It just kept showing up in the Akashic Records over and over and over until I finally realized, oh, there is this link. And there are some people that I work with that do not believe in past lives, so they don't ask those kind of questions related to their past lives. And when they don't ask, the record keepers just focus on what is the present situation that they have. But sometimes as souls, we want to know the big picture. What brought us here? What are the contributing reasons for lessons and challenges? And we have deja vu moments. We have these feelings when we meet other people like, I've met you before. You feel familiar. This feels so easy. And the reason why some of these situations feel that way is because they've happened before.
That makes so much sense. And yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of experiences of this kind as well. Like, meeting people and getting the feeling that I knew them and before, and that things were so natural. And I think it's something really interesting that cannot basically be explained by this
science
by this material perspective. And you need other ways of measuring it that right now aren't too material to make sure that it's scientific,
that it's fact, real,
but it's something that you know, like it's something that you you know as being something true. And it's something very personal that it's really hard to explain if you haven't had that experience yet. Yeah. So let's get back a little bit to gratitude. How do you feel that gratitude relates to this very interesting topic of Akashic Records?
Gosh, this is such a big question, Georgian. And I actually feel gratitude with each and every client that I work with. And it is such a foundation for how I even practice, because gratitude is really how I feel connected to Source. And when I open the Akashic Records, there's such an outpouring of gratitude I feel in being able to even be connected, to be able to hear their messages, see their signs and symbols, to be able to see these clips, these movements of information. And when I transmit them to the people that I work with, what I get from them are emotional outpourings of resonance, or they thank me for how much the information filled in the gaps for them in their life, or they are grateful for how they've been able to see a more expansive version of themselves. So when they share with me their gratitude, I feel that same gratitude as well, because I know I'm not making this up. And I'm so grateful for this ability that I've learned to be able to tap into sources, computer, sources, database, because I feel like it's a privilege to be able to have access to information that helps us know ourselves. And gratitude is how I open and I start my day. Gratitude is how I close and end my day. And honestly, when I experience the state of gratitude working in the Akashic Records, it makes me feel like I'm taken care of. And it makes me feel like all the clients I work with are also taken care of, because we're really practicing from a higher place of awareness, of thanksgiving, and also appreciation for each other for the time that we spend. So there's a lot of outpouring of gratitude in each of the sessions that I have, even the ones that don't seem to resonate. And they're just like, yeah, I don't think this is really sounds like my life. I still feel grateful anyway, because they had the courage to show up for that session. They had the courage to bring their questions, and they had the courage to be truthful with me. So yeah, I feel like gratitude is such an important element to this plane of work, because at the core of gratitude is really trust.
Calm.
With the record keepers.
Mm, that's beautiful. Indeed, when we are grateful, we trust that source, God, the universe is working in our favor somehow. It's very like pronoia, if you know that concept, the opposite of paranoia.
Yeah.
The fact that we believe that good things are happening to us, and people want good things for us, something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this life on earth isn't the easiest. We have all kinds of challenges, from, you know, foods that we eat, diseases that we have, to relationship challenges. So when you can experience moments of that paranoia, and you know that you're being supported by the universe, it makes this experience really enjoyable.
Exactly. Yeah. It's something very beautiful to see the world in this way. Mm-hmm. And like you said, trust is very important. And I believe that this is a key word, trusting the process. And mm-hmm. I believe it's one of the reasons why people ask about past lives, because we seek perspective, we seek mm-hmm. A bigger picture in which we can trust that it's going to be all right, like in the movies, that this will have a happy ending.
Right. And which is really interesting when you say have a happy ending, because from my experience working with the record keepers, at the very end of each incarnation, you sit down with your guides, your council, your soul council, all your record keepers, and they ask you one question, which is, did you accomplish all the lessons, patterns, and objectives that you set out as a soul in this life? That is the question they ask. They don't ask, did you have a good time? Did you have a bad time? Was it memorable? No, it's very like black and white. Did you accomplish the tasks that you set out to do? It's a yes or no. And so what's interesting is, what you don't accomplish, you have to return back and replay those karma, those lessons, so that you can get it right. And when you practice that energy of gratitude, I think it's that equalizing factor that allows you to be able to say, well, you know, I tried my best. I feel like I accomplished what I could accomplish, and I really tried to do the very best I could as a human being. And I think those kind of answers really stack up merit points for you as a soul in terms of your evolutionary process.
Yeah, most definitely. And the biggest part, I think, at least in the present moment, is the fact that it shifts your vibration. It's not just focusing on the things that don't work in your life, and on the things that aren't how you think they're supposed to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. But you're actually seeing those things that, that work, that are okay. And I believe that's an important way of seeing the world and living life. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it can be really daunting when we think about it.
Yes, it can feel very scary and overwhelming when you realize, you know, there are these things called diseases, there's these things called money and debt, there are things called emotions. So I feel like when we practice that energy of gratitude, it's like that reset button that we push that reminds us that no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. No matter what you fear, as long as you remember to be grateful for your time here, be grateful for your connection to source, and be just grateful for that moment that you have, then it somehow neutralizes everything else.
Yeah, that's so true. And if we think about it, and if we're here right now and we're grateful for something in our life, like many of the things that we fear, that we feel unsure about, like you said, they just disappear because we are in that feeling of gratitude in this moment, and there's nothing else.
That's true. In a way, there's nothing else. There's just the moment and how you choose to feel in that moment, how you choose to see that moment, kind of defines what happens next.
Beautiful, yeah. And I'm really curious, what are some things that people are really grateful for when they do this these readings? Like, what do they find out that, I don't know, makes them most grateful?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I'm going to focus on three topics that I think are the biggest game changers when I work with people in the Akashic Records. The first is tied to worth. There are so many souls here on earth that deal with self-worth issues, not good enough, they don't love themselves enough, they don't think they deserve a better life. And when they find out that they are worthy and that source is grateful for them, for coming down on this plane to experience life, it completely shifts their idea of themselves. And now it makes them feel like, oh, I am worthy. I am important. I do matter. So that's the first way where gratitude shifts their sense of self, the self-worth aspect. The second is money. When people show up in the Akashic Records, there are usually three things that is the key focus: health, love, and money. And when people find out that, that the core of their abundance, the source of their wealth, isn't the actual money that they're using, the coinage, the dollar bill, the yuan, whatever you want to call it, it's not that. But at the core of their abundance is their relationship to source and trusting that source is going to take care of them. That shifts their perspective. And the third thing that really show up is love. People have this desire to know if they're in the right partnership, if they're with the one, or if they're with their soulmate. And what often comes to the awareness is when they give themselves permission to fall in love with themselves first, then they actually have ample space in their heart to be able to love others, whether that it's romantic love, familial love, or just friend love. So when people come in and they discover some of their past life lessons tied to love and how they've been able to evolve from that to really be a being of love on earth, that's the key thing that makes them realize, I don't have to hold it back for myself. And by not holding back love for myself, then I'm actually inviting love to show up in my life. So it's an interesting question around love, because there are people that ask, what can I do? How do I bring people into my life? How do I find this one? What are the blocks or resistance to me having love? when it really comes down to it, it comes back to worth again. It comes back to that sense of gratitude for themselves and knowing that they're not only lovable, but they are able to share that love with others. So these are the three things that really show up the most in my Akashic Record sessions.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. And yeah, I believe that loving and appreciating ourselves is very important, whether we are looking for love or if we are in a relationship or like regardless of the situation, it's the basis of for the others to come and to be fulfilling, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful.
So we're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, what are some things that you are grateful for right now?
Well, there are three things I'm super grateful for. Right now, I'm actually really grateful for this conversation with you, Georgian. It's lifting my vibes up so high. It's early morning where I'm at. I know it's afternoon where you're at, but this is such a great way to start my day. I am really super stoked with this conversation because I feel like it's just pumping me up with energy. It's putting a smile on my face and it's making me just see how easy the rest of my day is going to unfold. The second thing I'm grateful for is just stepping into this work and trusting that the Most High is taking care of me. I am so grateful for this work because I resisted it for so long and nursing was really hard, both physically, mentally, and even spiritually. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful that I get to do the kind of work that feels playful. And the third thing I'm really grateful for is I'm grateful for my family. I'm really grateful that I somehow chose right in this life, chose the right people to be with, the right mate to be with. And as I've aged, it's just made me appreciate more the finite time that I have with each and every person. So my goal is not to have any regrets in the end of this life. And just by appreciating the relationships I have, no matter how dysfunctional it may look from one angle or the other, it just helps me see that person and love them as they are. And when I can just accept somebody as they are, then all the issues, all the judgment, all the criticisms, they just dissipate. And I just get to love the pure essence of them. So this includes my dogs, my chickens, my daughter, my husband, my parents. It includes the big picture of the whole world because I feel like it ripples out. It's like a domino effect, you know?
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So I know that you will be starting some courses or at least one in the near future. Yes. Can you let us know a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I've spent the last 3 years teaching the Akashic Records while also seeing clients in my practice. And what I've realized is there are a lot of Akashic Record teachers out there, and there's a lot of different Akashic Record books you could read. But there's some things that are missing elementally that makes you be a very prolific reader and also a successful business owner. And that's where I saw the gap. So I'm teaching a 12-week program called Become an Akashic Records Guide that starts January 11th, 2021. And this 12-week program entails two things. It teaches you how to create a sacred space, how to activate your channeling and mediumship abilities, as well as learn how to work with the Akashic Records and read the Akashic Records for other people. As you're learning this on the side, you're also building a business. So you're learning how to set your website up, get your social media pages, get your booking site, all those things that you need to become a successful reader. So by the time you're done with this 12-week program, not only will you have a business that you can start marketing, you can also start seeing clients before you're even done with this program. And my goal is to support and certify as many Akashic Record practitioners who can be successful business owners, because one of the key messages that I get from all the readings is this: there's just not enough support people on earth, whether you're a healer, a therapist, a coach, a practitioner, there's just not enough of us on earth to deal with all of the problems and all of the questions of the people on earth. So this is the reason why there's this huge group called the Support Crew. This is a group of beings and souls who agreed to come down to earth during this particular time frame to support the evolution, the awakening, the enlightenment of all the souls around. And it is happening at such a rapid pace that the record keepers usually say there's just not enough. So my goal is to do my part in the support team, teach and train people who want to learn how to read the Akashic Records and be successful and sustainable in it.
Beautiful. I think there's a quote, but I don't remember it perfectly. It's something like the fact that the world doesn't need more successful people, needs more healers. And maybe you know it, you know the rest of it, something like
I've
that.
I've seen that quote, yes. I don't quite remember how it goes, but it seemed like the world doesn't need more successful business owners. It needs more healers, practitioners, spiritual workers. I'm not even sure. I think I'm bungling it up myself, but I do know where you're coming from. You know, there's a lot of already money-oriented businesses, but I'd love to see more heart-oriented businesses.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea behind it. I think it's something important that we need to think about. Maybe it's not about becoming, I don't know, successful in the way that people used to see success, but success can be something very personal and different. So I have the quote: the world doesn't need more successful people. The world desperately needs more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of all kind. Dalai Lama.
Oh, yay. I'm a lover of all kind.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being here with us and for sharing your wisdom and your enthusiasm with us.
Thank you, George. And like I said, this was so much fun, and I'm so grateful to be on your podcast as a guest because you're doing such important work. Gratitude is really that key to that magical dream life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.